place where we can hide in God, and the enemy can't find us there. The things that he designs for our life can't reach us. Circumstances we find ourselves in don't have the ill effect upon us that he would desire for them to have, because we're shut in with God. Hallelujah. And that's not some geographic location or anything like that, but it's our relationship with Jesus by faith. The Bible talks a lot about hiding. The Lord hiding us. And sounds rather mystical, but it really isn't. It's just being close to Jesus. Being covered with his hand. Praise God. And there's the peace of God, the rest of God that we've sung about tonight. Praise God. God has that place for each one of us. We mentioned the other day, or I mentioned, there is a place near me, the Lord told Moses. And I'll put you there, I'll place you there in the cleft of the rock, and I'll cover you with my hand. That's what we were singing about. And God wants all of us to find that place. There's room for you there. Praise God. God wants to keep us there. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort, the psalmist said. Hallelujah. God wants to strengthen his grip upon us and keep us there. Praise God. We need that. Hallelujah. The Lord could accomplish so much more if we find that place. And so we ought to trust Jesus to hide us. We all need to hide. You need it. I need it. Praise God. And so, let's have that in our faith as we worship the Lord. Praise God. May God bring us into his rest concerning our circumstances in our life. I was talking with a brother today, and we were talking about that very thing. Praise God. I'm very interested that often that God continues the meeting outside the meeting, and God prepares for the next meeting outside the meeting, in our conversations, in our fellowship, as we talk about Jesus. We see that his hand is in all of this. And I was just reminded how we were talking this afternoon, early this evening, about that resting place in Jesus, that we need to rest in him. Praise God. Jesus, I'm resting in the joy of what thou art. I'm finding out the greatness of your loving heart. Praise God. Even though my circumstances seem to be difficult and against me, that doesn't change God. That doesn't change his loving heart. And I can rest in him. Hallelujah. Oh, we need the Holy Ghost to teach us these things, and praise God, he's doing that for us, I know. Hallelujah. As we heard this morning, he knows exactly what you're like and how to reach you, how to make things clear to you. And so, let's depend upon him to bring us into that hiding place. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Shut in.
I long to reach heaven with God.
pray for the village and the cottage and for our young people that are meeting in the library here tonight with Brother Tom and Brother Matthew. Praise God. Father, thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Lord, again, we pray that your blessing will flow tonight on these campgrounds. We thank you for that river that makes glad the city of God. And Lord, we pray that that river will flow fully and freely tonight into every heart, into every life. We pray that you'll bless our Brother Tom and Brother Matthew as they minister to our young people, these precious staff members. Lord, bless them tonight, Lord. They work so hard for us, Jesus, and we pray that you will bless them. We pray that you will strengthen them and encourage them. Meet them in a very wonderful way, Lord. Oh, Jesus, you know why you brought them up here. And Lord, maybe they don't even understand it themselves fully. But Lord, we want to believe that you will come to them far beyond that which they could have ever imagined. And Lord, speak to them in ways that they maybe weren't able to hear at home. But here in your presence, seeking you day after day, you can open their ears and you can cause them to hear things that they couldn't hear before. Lord, we know you want to say precious things to them, important things to them. And so, Lord, we pray, give them ears to hear. Give them eyes to see Jesus. Give them a sight of the Lord that will spoil them for Jesus, that will make them to want him above everything. Lord, that the things of the world will lose their charm, and somehow they'll be captivated by that sight of Jesus in their soul. So bless tonight. Give them your word, Lord. You direct and you minister. In the power of the Holy Ghost, we pray. We pray you also do it for the little ones, the cottagers and the villagers. Bless our sister Antia. Bless our sister Mary as they lead their services. And Lord, we know that you know how to reach children, Lord. You know how to make yourself precious to them. You know how to teach them how to trust you, Lord, to take away their fears and to give them peace and to make them to know that they're in your care. And so, Lord, come to these ones. We've heard this morning how some of these children come from such difficult situations and frightening situations, naturally speaking. But Lord, you're little lambs and they're precious to you. And Jesus, we pray that you'll take them in your arms in a very real way in these days, and that you'll carry them home and keep them for yourself. We pray that you'll bless these young ladies, these teenage girls. Lord, you know the struggles in their lives. You know the temptations, all the pressures, all the things that they're facing. Lord, you know the things that are going on in their homes. And Lord, we're so glad that you know all about it. And you know exactly what to do and how to speak and what changes are needed, Lord. And we just pray you'll pour out your spirit upon that group tonight. And Lord, whether they're a meeting or bunk worships, I don't know. But Lord, I just pray that the Spirit of God will minister in a wonderful way over this camp. Bless us tonight here, Lord, in this meeting. Everybody upon these campgrounds. Lord, we know that we're constantly under your care, your ministry. And Lord, we thank you for reminding us of that throughout the day. And Lord, we just pray, before this day is over, cause each one of us to receive all that you had in mind in each of our lives. We pray this in your precious name. Thank you for it. Amen. Praise God.